and that was wrestling. And wrestling gave me the next leg up, and that's where my brothers came into play. They wrestled, and so they're like, "Oh, I think he could be a wrestler. You know, we've pinned him down enough, and you know, hung him out to dry, and picked on him enough. He should be tough enough to do this." And then, you know, the coach played a big role in that, convincing my parents to let a kid who had short arms, obvious disability to a lot of people, that this might be a really hard, challenging, tough, painful, psychologically, mentally, physically, whatever, on you. But they gave me the opportunity to do it, and I went ahead and did it. And honestly, wrestling, I don't wrestle anymore. I enjoyed the sport for the years that I did it, but it taught me a lot about confidence. To be able to get out in front of people, and you need confidence to do that in golf. Right. You know, especially now that people are more aware of the adaptive golf movement. But in wrestling, when you got out there and you wrestled, it was one-on-one, and you're wearing a singlet and you're not hidden behind a whole lot of clothing. You're there for the world to see, and disability, abilities and all. And so that gave me the confidence to step out of the shadows a little bit and get my arms out of the pockets of my sweatshirts and realize that there's nothing really here to be ashamed of. Everybody's seeing me now, and what's there to hide?